Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The way I see it, you and me got one thing to talk about, and that's what you are willing to do for me.
You should reward me accordingly.
Which bothers some men. The word itself makes some men uncomfortable.
I volunteer as tribute.
Stick with me and we'll claw our way to the top.
Well, there's a first time for everything.
Our Big Lebowski is here, Rafer Guzman, to talk about the movie releases of the week. Rafer, welcome to the Takeaway once again. Hey, dude. The first release is Bad Moms that you want to talk about, which I know you're a parent.
Yes, indeed. This is written by the writers of The Hangover, a movie I did not like. It's about three moms who decide to cut loose.
We're killing ourselves trying to be perfect, and it's making us insane.
In this day and age, it's impossible to be a good mom.
Screw it. Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Yes, to bad moms.
Bad moms.
Woo! Oh. I love you guys.
Oh, dude.
We love you.
We just met Kiki.
So Tolstoy allegedly was one of the most brilliant writers from a woman's perspective. How do the writers of Hangover do with this one?
Quite well, which you wouldn't really expect, given the way women came off in the Hangover movies.
Tolstoys of their own genre.
They would love the comparison, I'm sure.
Sure.
It works surprisingly well. Three moms who are tired of all the things that they're, you know, being told to do, micromanaging their kids' lives, have a bake sale, all these different things, and they basically decide, sort of, I'll make another reference, kind of Bartleby the Scrivener. They would prefer not to.
They would prefer.
And Mila Kunis, gives the sort of the opposite of the Hillary campaign speech. She runs for PTA for the president and says, I promise if I'm elected, we will all do way less. And it's these moments like that in the film that really capture, I think, the sense of like dissatisfaction that moms feel. And this film does it really well. It's very funny.
Any babies, toddlers, or children injured in the course of making this movie,
no,
as far as you know?
No, thank goodness. There is a dog who takes it on the chin a little bit, but no animal or child abuse.
How many of you out there are obsessed with Jason Bourne and the fact that Matt Damon is back?
We should work together, Bourne. You exposed the Blackbriar program. We both after the same thing, right? We both want to take down the corrupt institutions that control society.
I'm not on your side.
Whose side is Matt Damon on? And is there anything beyond the shark they've already jumped that this genre... can do, this franchise can do? What do you think?
So you're talking about the Jeremy Renner version, which was terrible, a terrible film.
Yeah,
you know,
bad
this,
script.
It was a bad script. This is at least the return of Matt Damon. He's always nice to see. You know, he knows how to throw a punch. You got Paul Greengrass back in the director's chair, who is great. You were talking about hacking earlier on. Scene in here where Julia Stiles is trying to worm her way into the CIA server and get some damning information about a black operations thing that's going on. Where would that be? Here it is in the little folder labeled Black Operations. And it's one of those details in the movie that really just doesn't ring true. And that kind of sinks the film. They make a lot of nods to Snowden and Greece and hacking and surveillance, you know, technology companies in bed with the CIA,
sinks,
but it doesn't
the
work.
Film, come on. The Bourne fans who want a break from the heat will go into air conditioning and have a perfectly wonderful time.
You know, it's entertaining, great car chase, couple of good fist fights, and it does sort of wipe out the memory of that Jeremy Renner film, but that's a pretty ho-hum entry in a franchise that's supposed to be better than that, I think.
The next film, Nerve.
Blindfolded on the motorcycle.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, remember, you're my eyes.
Okay.
Great. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm imagining that. That sounds provocative.
So that's Emma Roberts and Dave Franco. They've been lured into this online game called Nerve, where you take a dare, win money, and the stakes get higher and higher and potentially deadly. Very goofy. This might not pass Melissa Locker's hacker test in terms of realism.
It's Pokemon Go with weapons?
Yes, sort of. Blindfolded motorcycles and things like that. But, you know, I liked it. It's got a very classic teen film sensibility. I liked the characters. I thought it was a lot of goofy fun, and I really enjoyed that movie. movie.
Sounds like we've got options this weekend, post-conventions. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, John. You too.
Thank you.